Get into the Christmas spirit with Southern Volkswagen. Free 5-year warranty across the entire range. Southern Volkswagen Ranelagh.
Jazz Louis, Triple M's Rush Hour for Southern Volkswagen. Their 5-year warranty is across the entire range. How about this? Check out Fat Santa's sack here. It is absolutely chock-a-block. If you're Guns N' Roses fan, you're going to want to get a hold of this. Huge collection of CDs, exclusive picks, and a hardcover book. This is called the Super Deluxe Edition Pack. It's worth almost $300, and we are giving it away very, very soon.
We certainly are. Let's double down. Bon Jovi next week, Botanical Park. Oh,
you off?
Get amongst it.
You're going.
My wife's mate. That was her first album, Slippery When Wet, for her. She to you, what the Stones is?
Yeah.
Is Bon Jovi to her.
Totally respect
it. All right. So, and I think what you're most jealous of is the hair. It's big hair rock.
He's going grey though, isn't he, the old dog?
John, oh, it would have old to be by now.
Johnny boy, but anyway, enjoy your evening.
All right, I shall. Thank you.
It's wow. Very genuine.
And welcome to the program.
Oh, we're on air, are we?
Yeah, we are. All right, I just wanted to play a little bit. Yes. Pete Dixon's been on the show before, great doco maker. Mm-hmm. You would have heard a couple of references in our chat with Gilly. Talking about the one he's done with India and Australia.
Two Nations, One Obsession.
Yeah, fantastic. If you haven't checked it out, Foxtel, find a way to get hold of it and bang. View it.
Right.
He did one, The Chosen Few, 2014, where he got himself inside the coach's box. So I want to play some audio from a particular game here. Yeah. Brenton Sanderson is coaching for the Crows.
Shirt on or off?
On, I think, because of the rules. I think there's a bench press in the background somewhere there. And Nathan Buckley's coaching for Collingwood. But it's great insight inside of it. And, of course, it's The Chosen Few.
Dumb, dumb, dumb!
Nowhere near it.
Nowhere.
And what are you boys doing down there? Watch. Don't watch the ball. Watch around the contest. Tell the medical team.
Reactive.
Tell Chuck to go back. Tell Chuck to go back.
Jesus Christ.
Come on.
And pick the ball up.
These are really hard tables.
So that's Bucks.
The last
and that's
it was
Sando
Bucks.
Gun off his tree.
Yeah, they both were at certain times.
Wow.
So it'd be fair to say may have omitted a couple of key words and phrases in there.
What about reactive from Bucks?
It's it. If you do yourself a favour, Google that. Just check it out because to see how intense it is inside coach's box, it's crazy. And he's right. Very hard tables at Adelaide.
Yeah, they are very.
You've got something you'd like to announce. Should I call you Jars or should I call you Bill Collins?
Well, on this day, family, on this day in 1975.
Murph, excuse me for a moment.
Yes.
Is it 2018 or are we stuck in like 1982?
No.
Yes. It's old school like radio, isn't it?
On this day in 1975.
Hang on, let me let. To do the sound effects. Gong, gong, gong.
Opened in Australian cinemas in 1975.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This movie changed the landscape forever for beachgoers. Am I not lying?
No, you're right. And even more so now.
1975, this movie was released around the world.
I was six.
Ooh. Yeah. What was it? 66. I was 11.
We had to pick my sister up from the Swan Hill Theatre, and I was able to sneak up to the top steps and catch just the end of it. Fair to say,
what
I stained my Dax.
Martin Brody, Matt Hooper, and Quint, played by Robert Shaw.
Unbelievable.
Have we got any grout? I thought I asked for some. Is this it? Just the
one thing.
There you go, family. 1975.
Great. I'm loving your work, Bill Collins. You know what you missed early on this week?
Last week.
November 21, 1976.
Yeah, what is it?
42 years since Rocky.
Is Creed 2 out yet?
It's
not far away.
It's about to be released. There's pre-release viewings at the moment.
Trailers? Mm. Is it?
There's a trailer.
Drago, son.
You can actually, a mate of mine was at the pre-release in Melbourne last night.
Did you say it was pretty?
Yeah, it's pretty
thumbs
pretty
up,
end.
Thumbs down.
If you like that whole storyline, that story arc, I mean, and who doesn't?
It's Rocky. I was inspired by Rocky, as you know.
Well, at the risk of us both being Bill Collins, or, as we say, David and Margaret from the movie show.
Come on, Margaret.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm always Margaret.
Well, I've got David's beard at the moment.
Yeah, you have too.
I think we should be doing a little side angle here, a little side hustle, getting ourselves some movie credits, all right?
Beautiful.
Hey, if you've not seen this,
right,
this is must-see TV. Okay. And boy, when I saw it, it reminded me of a very good friend of mine. The man in question is Diego Maradona. It's all across our socials, so if you've not seen it, check it out. Have a listen to Maradona being interviewed, all right, on TV nonetheless. Here is the great one, Maradona.
Estando acá, Diego, me imagino que has visto también más el fútbol
de la Liga MX de Primera División. Lo has observado más de cerca, me imagino, aunque ya algo lo conocías. ¿Qué piensas de la Liga MX, de su nivel?
Diego.
No,
still Diego. 27 seconds it went for. That bit.
What? Who is he?
Maradona.
So, who's your friend that you think you referred to him?
Oh, that guy.
don't look at me.
I mean, it doesn't go
at
that
least
long.
At least I'll say something.
Yeah, sometimes.
It might be trash, but.
Sometimes.
Oh.
Don't lie to me. You've had the odd Diego moment.
Oh, I've had the odd moment of being Diego.
Check it out. Instagram,
it is funny.
Triple M Twitter. It is just gobsmacking. He gets asked the question.
He might have had a tablet, that's all.
So the first guy was the guy asking the question, and then the last 10 seconds was just, oh, my God.
And then Maradona doesn't say a word. He just goes, ah. And be watching the other guy. So left of screen as you look at it.
Yeah.
He's like, what is this guy on? What is he taking? It was a bit like the start of our show.
Did sound like a bit like Roo.
You know what? That's a really good call.
You shouldn't laugh at me, I guess.
No. What do we say to you?
I'm not a couple.
And what did your mate Big Mel, a.k.a.?
Big Mel?
Yeah.
What did he say?
The cardinal sin
is,
of the comedian
you don't,
is to enjoy your jokes more than the audience.
$1,000 off of grabs right now. Quiz with but, no. Oh, no, $2,000.
Caro. Good call with Roo.
2K Tuesday, $2,000. Thanks to Automasters, 133353. Give us a call right now.
2K Tuesday.
Got your number. Lucas Gonfred, what a shot. We're gonna call you. Terrific hook shot. All of the
time. Gilchrist is devastating. Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Adam Gilchrist.
I'm suggesting Jars, and welcome, Gilly. Great to have you back on the Rush Hour.
G'day, lads. How are you?
Mate. All right, let's talk some cricket. Southern Stars, the girls are outstanding, Gilly, picking up the T20 World Cup. God, they've been just a revelation. The last 12 to 18 months, maybe more, last 2 years, have shown what they can do now that they're professionals.
Oh, they've been, you're spot on. I mean, they're getting better and better now that they're getting more time and you know, funded the appropriate in the appropriate manner. But they've been pretty good for a long, long time, haven't they? And, just dominated that whole World Cup. Alyssa Healy, it's an interesting household, isn't it? Husband and wife are both players of the tournament in World Cups and World Cup winners. So
who's got bragging rights, Gilly, at the moment? Who do you reckon is in front with the boats?
I reckon Alyssa's got more recent form on the board. So although Big Mitch, he churned it out okay the other night for the Aussies. But now, brilliant, brilliant stuff. And they come straight back into the Big Bash.
Nice. Now, Gilly, Aaron Finch, a lot of talk about his situation with Victoria. Obviously, it backfired on him today because he was in, the first over of today's Shield game. But is he struggling to play all three formats, Aaron Finch, do you think?
Yeah, it's just so busy, isn't it? A lot of people ask us about adjusting from one form to the other, but we only had a couple. Like, we had test cricket and one-day cricket.
That's right.
And usually by the end of a series, you're pretty keen to get into the other format. So, a five-test series, you think, that's awesome. Love that. But, gee, a white ball beauty, I can go out and have a real slog rather than just a little bit of a slog in test cricket, some may say about my efforts. But three formats, he's been in two different, over in the UAE, 3-4 weeks ago, playing test cricket. So a lot to take on, but he's going out today, I believe. I think he's got going for Victoria the Gabba. All that debate about whether he should be opening or not, and unsurprisingly, Warney gave his opinion out there wholeheartedly, and so did everyone. But he batted at 3, Aaron Finch, the debate whether he should open Victoria. Marcus Harris got out 5th ball of the match, so he was in the first over of the match anyway, Finchy, and as good as opening, but he's done well.
Gilly, are we playing it in the right order? Because back in the day it was red ball cricket, and then, as you said, you look forward to the change of format, whereas now we seem to chop and change, and you've got to be able to go from beast mode back to normal mode to leave mode, and the only bloke that seems to be able to do it on a consistent basis is that man Virat Kohli. He seems to be the only one that's really able to turn it on and off and knows how to play it all.
Yep, spot on. He's box office, that bloke.
He's
a superstar. It's a really good point. I think T20 cricket, again, I'll go back to that, has changed the whole paradigm, has changed the whole scheduling around the world, not just in Australian cricket, but it's creating issues that exactly what you say. And I think it's confusing the audience, to be brutally honest. The viewers out there, the punters that, you know, look forward to a summer to spend their money and go and sit in the outer and have a look at it, they're a bit confused as to what's on when. Probably confusing the players a little bit too, and making it more difficult to make those adjustments. And then, you know, a number of guys, Glenn Maxwell, Marcus Stoinis, they haven't seen a red ball for months and months and months. So how are they going to press a claim for a test spot? So that, yeah, it's a juggling act.
It needs
at the
to
moment
be fixed, really, doesn't it?
It needs serious consideration. Yep. Talking about that, that's just reminded me, just to digress a bit away from the schedule, but that needs consideration from Cricket Australia. We were speaking last week, and Jarge, you asked me about the prerequisites to be an Australian selector,
yes,
didn't you?
Yes, I did. I wanted to put my hand up, Gilly.
You are very keen to be part of it, aren't you? So I went digging, and I found out that there's pretty much no prerequisite that you have to have played the game. The only thing that you can't be doing at the time you get appointed is being a current player.
So how do I go about it?
Australia.
What's the process?
No, I've sent
for
it in, mate. I've done it. I've put it in. I've put your name in. I've thrown it up there as a proposal.
There you go.
And they came back and said unavailable. And that's what threw me. That's why I wanted to check if you were still playing. Like all the banking institutions and financials, they do a bit of a credit reference check.
Yeah.
They came across that certain video that's going viral still on social media.
Due diligence is called, Gilly.
Just wanted to clarify that you've been struck off the list, mate.
How many years, Gilly, for good behaviour bond?
David Warner.
I think it's 12 months and then another year after that, no leadership position. So you're out. They've got to revisit the schedule.
Yep.
Too much cricket probably and too confusing for everyone.
Oh, yeah, very good call. All right, last one. And Fox ran a great doco. We spoke to the man himself, Pete Dixon, on the Two Nations One Obsession. If you've not seen it, try and get hold of a copy of it. It's great, about India and Australia and their love affair with cricket and some of the greats behind it all. Gilly, you were featured, of course, massive over in India. Have you got a story for us other than just being mobbed in the streets?
Doing a runner.
Yeah, pretty popular. It's good for the ego. Whenever you're down and out, you just go to India and boost your right.
Is that why Bing Lee goes there all the time, Binger?
Yeah, he's over there all the time, isn't he, Binger? I think he's there at the minute. But I just remember the first time getting on the team bus and driving along, and then you look out the window and there's just, it's like a MotoGP on motorbike. You know, they're all flying along just trying to keep up with the bus, asking for an autograph. We're probably going about 60 k's an hour. And the young fella's on, autograph. And I look at him going, what? And I said, I didn't have a pen out the window, and out of his back pocket, holding onto the motorbike with one hand on the throttle and his other hand digging into his pocket, getting a pen and paper out, and he passes it up and then sign it for him and hand it back, but he just veers off and he's the happiest bloke in the world. And that really does sum up just the passion for the game over there. They just cannot get enough of it.
Yep. Well, catch all the action with Gilly and the gang on Fox in the new 4K too. You're looking sweet too, Gilly. Tell everyone, less makeup these days. 4K.
You're looking
They'll be close to us, aren't they? Good on you, lads. See ya.
Here's the star of Fox Cricket, the one and only Adam Gilchrist on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Jars and Louis, it's the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M, and we're doing it for Southern Volkswagen. They've got a 5-year warranty across the entire range.
Well, we've got a rising star in studio, Jars. UFC returns to Adelaide on Sunday, December 2 with UFC Fight Night Adelaide, Dos Santos versus Tui Vasa, our man. That's our man. Bam Bam. He is in studio right now. Get your tickets from Ticketek, Adelaide Entertainment Centre. First bout from 10:30 Sunday, December 2.
Wow.
Bam Bam, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thank you for having me.
How you going, brother?
Good, very good, very good.
Now, we're just talking off air. Because you're the main event at this, and this is a massive fight for you, this will really set things up. It's not the traditional 3x5 minutes. This is 5x5 minutes in the cage.
Long time.
Things need to be going well.
Especially if the head's getting punched in.
That's for sure. Hopefully we get it over and done quick, eh?
Yeah. Your opponent.
Tell us about him.
Yeah, what's he say? What's he up there?
Junior Dos Santos, he's really, you know, well known. He's ex-champion. He's been around for years. Pretty much a legend of the sport.
Yep.
So this is my shot, really. Mm. This is this make this or break. Yeah.
Apollo It's Rocky v. Apollo all over again.
That's what it is.
That's what it is right
That's
now.
Am I Mickey?
You can be. Let's talk about you bring personality to it all as well. You do shoeies when you win.
Yeah.
You're coming out to Celine Dion, I'll always love you. Like you've got this whole gig going on. Where's this come from?
That's my jam, man. Yeah. Really, that's my jam. Like me and my mum used to play it driving in the car all the time, you know. And I always have fun with it, you know. Yeah. Whatever country I'm in, I like to do, you know, a banger.
Yeah.
And it's everyone's always walking out angry and all this. It's all the same. We're going to get in there fight anyway, you know. So
you're an ex rugby league player, the Roosters in Sydney. What, not physical enough for you?
No, it was just I made it to, you know, I was 18 and I made it to the you know, I was with the top grades and I just didn't love it. I found you know, it's not the same as playing with your mates and as you do when you grow up and all that, and I'm just a big supporter of not doing something that I don't really want to do. I've always loved
great
fighting.
Attitude.
I've always loved the good blue. So.
So what about back in the day at school? Because you're a massive hooer.
Yeah.
I would suggest that you would have been a big unit when you were a bit younger.
Yeah, 100 kilo by 9.
9?
Yeah, straight into it.
I'm tipping you didn't lose too many at school.
Nah.
Mate, first ever Indigenous athlete to compete in the UFC. You must be proud.
Very proud. Stoked. We just did a welcome to country then, the boys from Adelaide, and it was very touching. So it was really good.
Great stuff.
All right, Bam Bam, what goes through your mind? Because like you said, we've seen these fights. That there's no escaping. There's no getting out. There's no stopping this. It is just you against him. What runs through the mind? Do you get white line fever? Do you have plans? What happens?
Mate, I feel comfortable in there. I feel more at home in the cage than anywhere else. So, you know, I hate the training.
Yeah.
Training's, you know, it's always exhausting and all this. So by the time I get to the fight, I'm just like, I just want to hurry up and fight and get on the drink after. That's it. That's all I look forward to.
This is very, very exciting. All right, mate. Well, Sunday, December 2, out at Adelaide Entertainment Centre. It's going to be a massive crowd, mate. Tickets have been going.
There's only a few tickets left, so get in there and be quick.
What time are you on, mate? Do you know?
I'm the last fight, so whenever that is.
Okay.
I think the whole show wraps up around 4:30. So,
let's just make the boys hurry up the pre-program for your sake, so you can get in there, get the job done,
get on the get the Sunday session going,
get a bit of silly on done.
Ty Tuivasa, we wish you all the best. Like Bam Bam,
thank you very
UFC
much.
UFC Fight show Night, brother. Adelaide Dos Santos versus Tuivasa, Adelaide Entertainment Centre. Get your tickets at Ticketek and get on Bam.
Good
Bam.
Luck, mate.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in, mate.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Rush Hour with Charles and Louis, 104.7 Triple M for Southern Volkswagen. 5-year warranty across the entire range. By the way, well done to Anthony from Glenelg East. Dipped into Fat Santa's pack.
Fantas.
Keep saying that. It's all right. He's one of the Guns N' Roses Super Deluxe Edition pack, which is worth almost $300. And it's a big week for prizes this week here at Triple M. Adelaide United playing Brisbane Roar Friday night. How about this? You and three mates on the Jars and Louis couch at Cooper Stadium this Friday. You can buy tickets, by the way, normal tickets through Ticketek, but if you want to win this incredible Money Can't Buy prize here, give us a call right now, 1-333-53.
The Rush Hour.
This is a music show.
As the crowd roars, music is spot.
The round of music.
Music to my bang, bang, bang ears.
Well, this segment, Jars, has risen to a cult-like following. Everybody's all over this one, where we just sum all situations up, whether it be news events, sport events, whatever it is, with song or lyric.
Okay, I'm going to start off with the Australian Women's T20 World Cup win. This is their team song, Lou.
Yep.
Led by Maggie Fanny.
Captain. What are you going to say?
Adelaide quit Lightning. They're in trouble. Yeah. And Ed Kowalczyk, the lead singer of Live, sent this to him.
Sad. Need a shout out for anyone for that one?
Well, I don't know any of the players. No. Hang in there, girls. Yeah. Hang in there. They need support, financial support. Daniel Ricciardo.
Yes.
I am a bit harsh on the young man.
You are.
But I think we're going to see. I think this is what happened to his career this year. In his
Yeah. Not bad.
His career's in turmoil, I think. Stop blaming everyone. Yeah. Adelaide Oval Hotel, the new one.
Yep.
This is their new foyer music. You like it?
I do.
Did you have this one?
I did. You did? I like it.
Sammy got it to me.
Adelaide Oval.
Oh, bad.
Clever.
Yeah,
now, this is... Yeah, that's not... this one's a combined one for our South Australian state teams, Lou and family.
Yep.
All right, this is for the Redbacks. This is for the Adelaide United, the 36ers, all the girls' teams out there. This is to you from me. Screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
Partridge Family. Didn't you?
Is that it?
Didn't you come on?
Is that all? Like,
didn't you come on and just scorch all our state teams for not representing the state correctly?
No.
Yeah. Is that
anyway, KG? We're short on time, Ken.
Go.
All right, Stephen Marshall, our state leader. He too has much interest in the new hotel at the Adelaide Oval. Jazz. Have a listen. This is what he's getting around Parliament at the moment, singing.
Nice. Hotel, yeah. Good one.
Listen for his own mention.
Stephen Marshall.
Yeah, good work. Oh, that's why you dumped that.
There
one.
It is, yeah. Okay.
Good, Lou.
Sing it, Stevie. I didn't realise he had such a great voice.
Yeah. A lot longer than Partridge Family.
Yeah. All right, Murph, moving on. David Warner was spotted in the nets trying to get the relationship back with the fast bowlers, all right? Trying to get it right because, of course, he was the main blame for ball tampering. Starts off as an apology of this, but I think it goes back to David at the end.
Much more than this, I still shine it my way.
And now, beautiful.
That was cut short too. Mistakes.
I know, Sam's busy.
Brody Grundy's younger brother, Riley. Obviously, when Brody went to ring, he didn't answer the call. He said this. For the line. Go again, Murph. For the line. I like it. Stephen Silvani, he was the man leading live trading.
Yeah.
Carlton's 2019 first round pick was into it. I think he was having this kind of music in the background. Have a listen.
Yeah.
And then when the deal was done, he said this to Justin Reid and the Adelaide Crows.
Yeah.
Like a Vermont. Like a Vermont.
For those who caught the quiz yesterday, Jar's monumental cock-up at the start of it, I think Pseudo Echo have something to say to you.
You're right. I'll take that.
All right, well AFL draftees, they have been quizzed with some really crazy questions about what kind of fruit they were, so let's sing it with everyone. Apparently they had to sing the words to this. And then follow it up with this number.
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad,
little yummy, boy Woodcock.
Yep. And I'll finish it off on this. Yummy fruit salad. What a song. I'll finish this off. Yeah. A message to the AFL, and I think it comes from us all, including the great Jethro Tull.
Yeah.
For the two-day draft, over 2 days.
Yeah.
I think this is what we all think.
Goodly.
To be thick as a brick.
I mean, the idea is, man, whoever's working for the AFL is Jethro Tullish.
That was quick.